BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the morning of May the 23rd, the 13th Provincial People's Council convened its 24th session, also the 16th extraordinary session, at the Provincial Convention Center to deliberate and decide on several critical matters within its jurisdiction. The session saw the participation of 51 out of 52 council delegates. Presiding over the meeting were Hồ Quốc Dũng, member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, and Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, along with Vice Chairperson Đoàn Văn Phi and Huỳnh Thúy Vân. Chairman of the Provincial People's Council Hồ Quốc Dũng stated that in order to promptly review and decide on urgent and important matters proposed by the Provincial People's Committee, the Standing Committees of the Provincial People's Council convened the 24th session, the 16th extraordinary session. The session aims to adopt key resolutions that will directly impact the implementation of the provincial political tasks and socio-economic development goals for 2025. The session will consider and approve several reports, proposals, and resolutions. They are pressing and significant issues that require timely decisions by the Provincial People's Council to ensure a legal foundation and facilitate the Provincial People's Committee in effectively directing and managing the implementation of the 2025 Socio-Economic Development Agenda. On items on the agenda were truly and responsibly prepared by the Standing Committee of the People's Council, the Provincial People's Committee, relevant council committees, and associated agencies, ensuring compliance with procedural requirements. On the morning of the 23rd of May in Quy City, Emulation Cluster No. 6, comprising nine provinces from the South Central and Central Highlands regions, held a conference to review learning promotion and talent development efforts, as well as the building of a learning society for the first half of the year. Attending the event was Ms. Phạm Thị Huệ, Vice President of the Vietnam Association for Promoting Education. During the first 6 months of the year, education promotion associations in the South Central and Central Highlands provinces focused on implementing 10 key tasks, while continuing to carry out Conclusion No. 49 of the Party Secretariat and the Prime Minister's directives on continuing the implementation of Directive No. 11 of the 10th Politburo. The directive emphasizes strengthening the party's leadership in promoting education, nurturing talent, and developing a learning society. On this occasion, the cluster also organized a seminar titled Green Learning Promotion, aimed at implementing the National Green Growth Strategy for the 2021-2030 period with a vision to 2050. Another seminar was held to discuss the article Lifelong Learning by General Secretary Tô Lâm.
On the afternoon of May the 22nd, the People's Committee of Daesung District held a conference to evaluate and rank OCOP or One Commune One Product items for 2025. Seven products from Daesung District were submitted for assessment, and on seven representing six producers were officially recognized with a three-star OCOP rating by the District OCOP Evaluation Council. At the conference, district leaders urged producers to focus on creative, convenient, attractive, and high-end packaging, while also ensuring that the OCOT logo is labeled in accordance with the provincial people's committee regulations. They also called on businesses to proactively develop their products, expand production scale, and pursue advanced quality management certifications such as ISO or HACCP, aiming to upgrade to 4-star OCOP standards.
The Evaluation Council of the 2025 Bindin Provincial Journalism Awards has convened to review and select the most outstanding entries from the final round of judging. This year's competition attracted a total of 94 submissions, including 19 print articles, 42 online pieces, 13 radio segments, 13 television reports, and 7 photojournalism works. Following a thorough review process, a council selected 44 entries to receive awards. Among the winners, 5 works were awarded first prize, 12 received second prize, 13 were given third prize, and 14 entries earned consolation prizes. The award ceremony is scheduled to take place on June the 13th in conjunction with the celebration of the 100th anniversary of Vietnam Revolutionary Press Day, June the 21st. And that's the end of the news today. We hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.